Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Kirin Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Kirin Industries Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings conference call for the first quarter of the financial year 2024. Before we begin, I would like to mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. I would now like to introduce you to the management participating with us in the earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Manish Kirin, Managing Director, Mr. Jayesh Hirani, Senior Manager, Accounts and Finance, and Mr. Suresh Gundalia, Company Secretary. I now request Mr. Manish Kirin to give his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the earnings conference call for the first quarter of financial year 2024. Let me first brief you on the financial performance of the first quarter of financial year 2024, followed by the operational highlights. On a standalone basis, during quarter one FY24, Kirin attained sales revenue of 142 crore and earned an EBITDA of 12.61 crore, with net loss on the quarter post-depreciation of about 1 crore. On a consolidated basis, quarter one FY24 revenue stood at 227 crore, with EBITDA profit of 2 crore and the net loss of around 15 crore. The sluggish demand for textiles during the last 2 years has impacted both volumes and selling price of dyestuffs. This is not allowing industry players to pass on the increase in input cost to the end consumers. Kirin has adopted a coherent approach in addressing the dynamic global business environment to beat economic contraction, with astute sales strategy for its entire range of dyes, dyes intermediates, and specialty dyes intermediates. In the coming quarters, industry experts foresee rebound in demand for textiles, which shall enhance demand for dyestuff industry, enabling market players to strengthen business growth and improve markup in material margins. On a standalone basis, finance cost increased because company has availed loan of 66.59 crore in April-May 2023. EBITDA was mainly impacted because of the legal cost incurred in the litigation against Longsheng Group or Sanda Capital for Kirin's stake in Dystar. It needs to be highlighted that the legal cost would have to be incurred in coming quarters also, since the legal proceedings related to the enforcement of the buyout order has now been initiated against Sanda. In quarter one FY24, company earned material margins of 23.4% on account of pressure on selling prices and reduction in volumes. With regards to Dystar case in Singapore court, Kirin has filed an alternate relief application with Singapore International Commercial Court for enforcement of valuation judgment to recover $603.8 million determined by SICC, which is its judgment dated March 3, 2023, wherein it has applied to SICC for making Senda International Capital Limited and Dystar Global Holdings Limited jointly and severely liable for complete the buyout, wherein Dystar is to complete purchase of 17.57% of equity of Dystar held by Kiri at US$282.37 million within 1 month of the date of the court order. Thereafter, Senda or Dystar and Dystar, either or both of them, buy balance 20% of equity of Dystar held by Kiri at US$321.47 million within 4 months of the date of the court order, for which a receiver to be appointed by the court for limited purpose of executing the share purchase by Dystar. In the event Dystar and Senda fail to comply with the order of the court, Dystar should be wound up by the court and pay the buyout order amount of $603.8 million and all interest and legal expenses in priority to Kiri from liquidation of Dystar's assets. Senda shall be liable to pay interest on final purchase price from April 3, 2023 at 14.85% per annum or any alternate interest rate determined by the SICC until the completion of the purchase of Kiri shareholding in Dystar or until Kiri receives the full amount of the final purchase price, whichever is later. Senda to be restrained from transferring, charging, or otherwise dealing with its shares in Dystar until full payment of the final purchase price and all interest and legal costs to Kiri. Dystar shall also be liable to pay interest at 14.85% per annum or any alternative interest rate determined by SICC on the amount of $282.37 million from the date on which the purchase should be completed until the date of completion of the purchase of 17.57% of Kiri shareholdings in Dystar, or until Kiri receives its purchase price of remaining US$282.37 million, whichever is later. Dystar shall also be liable to pay interest at 14.85% per annum or any alternate interest rate determined by SICC on the amount of $321.43 million from the court from the date on which the purchase should be completed by Senda until the date of completion of the purchase of 20% of Kiri shareholding or until Kiri receives its said amount, whichever is later. So these are the prayers which have been submitted to the court. Additionally, the company has also commenced examination of the judgment debtor proceedings in SICC in relation to the cost order made in Kiri's favors by SICC, as well as by the Supreme Court of Appeal. Kiri has applied to examine Mr. Rohan Weishank, the chairman of Zhejiang Longsheng Group, the chairman of Dystar, and former director of Senda International Capital, and Ms. Fan Jiang, current director of Senda International Capital Limited, for information on Senda's assets. Kiri is currently taking steps to effect service of the relevant court documents on Mr. Rohan Weishank and Ms. Fan Jiang. With that, I would like to open the floor for any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants present in this conference, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Manoj Pura from Adinath Financial. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Manishji.
Good morning.
मनीष जी, मेरा क्वेश्चन ये है कि ये लड़ाई आपने लड़ी है, बहुत अच्छी लड़ी है, कमेंडेबल आपने जॉब किया है पिछले 10 सालों में, यू हैव डन अ कमेंडेबल जॉब इन द लास्ट 10 इयर्स, हॉट इन वन। अब लेकिन ये डेस्टिनेशन कितना दूर है, हाउ फार इज द डेस्टिनेशन नाउ?
वेल नाउ एज यू नो,
डेस्टिनेशन तो पैसा आने से ही कम्प्लीट होगा सर।
एग्जैक्टली सो as you can see now, after getting all the reliefs and all the orders in Kiri's favor from the Supreme Court, we have entered into enforcement stage, and as you are aware, enforcement stage is a final stage. Court is already involved. Court has been inducted on enforcing these judgments. So hopefully the timelines which would be decided by the court on the proceedings of enforcement would be known in the next few weeks, and we'll be announcing to all the shareholders for their knowledge. And this is very important question which you have asked, and now after almost 9 years, it's important that we have the definitive court line timeline from the court to end this battle. So absolutely, we all are awaiting to have certain timelines on the prayers which Kiri has submitted to the court on alternate reliefs. So let's hope that we have some positive information from the court in the coming weeks.
So, sir, maximum time, how much it can take? What can be the maximum timeline in your opinion, or in the opinion of your legal counsel? And you are also on the board of DiStar also. There are five directors in DiStar. Three are correct. From Senda and two from Kiri. So don't you discuss anything? Do you attend board meetings?
Right. We attend all the board meetings. Kiri is participating in every board meeting which has been conducted by DiStar. And Kiri has been regularly following up with Senda, through Senda's counsel, from Kiri's counsel, on a very, very regular basis. Now, based on the legal advice that we have received, this may take anywhere from 6 months to a year, and it all depends on how fast court is acting to take the necessary actions which Kiri has asked or prayed to the court. So I think that is what the timelines as per the current advice that we have. But I suppose as and when the court is progressing on enforcement, we'll have more clarity on the timelines which would be fixed. So but you can say that, you know, you can understand that this is the range and the limit which we are being advised as on today.
Manish ji, Singapore is a very well governed state.
Correct.
Waha ki judiciary, waha ka system jo hai, bahut robust system hai. So aur Senda ke paas paisa bhi hai, DiStar ke paas bhi paisa hai, they are resource rich.
Right.
फिर क्या कारण है कि वो पैसा नहीं दे रहे हैं? व्हाट इज द रीजन, अंडरलाइन रीजन? क्या उनके मन में कोई छोटी सी सोच चल रही है कि पैसा नहीं देना है, कोई दूसरा तरीका खोज रहे हैं वो लोग?
आई थिंक दे आर ड्रैगिंग दिस मैटर एंड आई थिंक दे आर पासिंग एज मच टाइम एज दे कैन, एंड यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट व्हेन दे हैवंट पेड द लीगल कॉस्ट, देयर इज नो ट्रस्ट लेफ्ट फ्रॉम Kiri साइड on their intentions of paying, correct? And if they had intentions to pay, we believe, and it is Kiri's belief and the management belief, that they could have paid by this time. Lot of time has passed since March 3rd. We are almost after 5.5 months of the final decree and final order from the court, and having very strong financial health of not only DiStar, but as you have rightly said, also very strong financial health of Longshan, and looking at those numbers, we can only interpret that the Senda side and the Senda has a lack of interest, trust, or intention to pay this amount. Otherwise, we would not have required to file enforcements. Otherwise, on a normal situation, And if we are dealing with a normal defendant or a rational defendant, to dishonor court's order would not what we would expect. And that also Singapore court orders. And I'm pretty sure we have full trust in judiciary of Singapore.
हाँ सर वही चीज मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि कंटेम्प्ट ऑफ कोर्ट करके जेल कौन जाना चाहेगा क्योंकि पैसा उसके पास में है.
Exactly. Even though they are behaving that way, so that's the reality. And the opponent, the defendant.
I just wanted to know what is in their mind. Do you have any idea? Because in the board meetings you participate and discuss with them also. You are on talking terms with the director.
Correct. So the SANDA stand till now is to inform us as well as to inform to the court that they would pay. They have intent to pay. That is what the communication that we have been receiving at all levels, and they need some time to pay. That is the stand that we have, and that is what we have been conveyed by them till now, right? But you know, we cannot read their inside mind, but this is what has been communicated to us.
No, sir. You are very intelligent, so you can understand what is in their mind.
Right.
You are very intelligent, sir. I must compliment you on your intelligence, sir.
Sir, thank you for that. And that is the reason that we have been now requesting court, and we have full trust in Singapore judiciary. You are very right to say that very reliable, merit-based, and excellent judiciary we are dealing with. And I have full trust.
Sir, last time in a conference call, aapse ek baat kahi thi. 1100 रुपए पर शेयर का हम लोग को मिलेगा किरी को अप्रोक्सीमेटली एट द करेंट जो भी कैपिटल है उसके हिसाब से मार्केट प्राइस इज 280. तो आप बायबैक क्यों नहीं करते? इतने सस्ते में आपका शेयर मिल रहा है, व्हाई डोंट यू बाय बैक?
वेल इट्स
इससे बढ़िया बिजनेस प्रपोजिशन हो नहीं सकता सर. 280 में शेयर और 1100 रुपया मिनिमम उसका प्राइस है और आपकी इंटरवाइज वैल्यू 400-500 होगी. 1500 रुपए की आपकी शेयर वैल्यू है और 280 में शेयर मिल रहा है, विच इज ऑलमोस्ट 20% ऑफ द रियल वैल्यू.
राइट, सो दैट ऑल डिपेंड्स ऑन नॉट द फाइनेंशियल एबिलिटी दैट प्रमोटर्स हैव और द फंड्स अवेलेबिलिटी दैट प्रमोटर्स हैव. एंड आई कैन अश्योर यू फ्रॉम प्रमोटर साइड, एंड आई टोल्ड अर्लियर ऑल्सो, वी हैव बीन क्वाइट कीन, वी आर कीन, एंड इफ वी आर एबल टू हैव द रिसोर्सेज एंड अरेंज द फंड्स, विल बी वेरी प्लीज टू डू सो.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Keri, for responding to all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Priyansh, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, we've lost the line for the current participant. We move on to the next question. It's from the line of Satish Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Satish, please.
Yeah. Good morning, Manish. Yeah.
Good morning.
For what purpose you taken loan, Shishi Kurspati?
Well, the loan which has been taken specifically to, to pay the legal fees and legal cost. As you can see, that SANDA has failed to pay the legal cost to Kiri, the legal cost award. And the final award which Kiri received was November 2022. It has been a very long time, and Kiri has to ensure, we have to ensure that we pay to our legal counsels in Singapore to continue the battle. So the purpose to raise loan was to pay legal cost, and that is what we have done. Almost entire loan that we have availed has been utilized to pay the legal cost at Singapore. And you can see that the profit generation and cash generation has been not there for a few years, and that's the reason that this decision is taken to continue battle at Singapore. Thank you.
And one more question. Why you taken 5.5 months to file enforcement action?
Well, this 5.5 months, Kiri has been doing it best in pursuing SANDA, in following up with SANDA, and trying to receive this award from SANDA. And eventually, after a lot of correspondence, after a lot of follow-ups, when we see that we are not having hope to receive these funds and time is running out, then we file the enforcement to the court. So we made all our efforts as per our ability and best we can do before we went to court for enforcement.
Okay. one more question, sir. In every concall, you are saying one of the reasons for last 3 years is not passing increase in raw material price to the customers. When you are going to pass to the customers, how much time it will take? Generally, it takes 6 months or 1 year. For last 3 years, you are saying not passing the increase in raw material prices to the customers.
So the fundamental reason for the situation is market demand, and demand in textiles, demand in textile dyes in the market has drastically dropped. And for example, if you look at the exports of reactive dyes from India has significantly dropped in last 2 years. Unless and until these demands improve, we will not be able to have the margin enough to pass on the cost, because there is a reduced demand and every manufacturer is fighting for this reduced demand, and that doesn't allow the price levels to reach to a point to pass on the fluctuations of the raw material prices, and I don't see that the demand would revive that quickly, but we strongly believe that in the next 2 quarters, at least the demand cycle may turn around. This is probably the longest low demand cycle we have ever experienced since we started. So then, and there are a number of articles, there are a number of newspaper articles where you can see, and you can read that the one of the worst times and the demand that we have experienced in the dyes industry.
When will we expect the amount will create to carry account to this 603 million and the legal amount tentatively?
I think we are doing our best, and more it would depend on the cost, how fast on the court, how fast they are able to speedily take actions on the alternate relief that Kiri has requested to the court, because we have lost trust on Senda that they would really honor the court order after almost 5.5-6 months. So we are dependent on the enforcement timings from the court, and we believe the earlier we get it, the better we would be able to give good news to the shareholders.
When will you expect the court date, sir, for this enforcement hearing?
I think next 2 weeks we should have something from the court on fixing the timeline. So we are hopeful for that. We are also hopeful the next case management conference should come as or should be arranged as soon as possible, and there we would have more clarity. And we'll update you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I'm Anish, good to speak with you.
Yes, Rajesh.
Regarding this loan that we have taken, have we taken it from bank or some other third party? And what is the interest rate associated with it?
The loan has been taken from an NBFC, and the interest plus the interest and let me put it this way, and the back end amount to be paid, all put together would cost us around 18%.
Okay, and as you are fighting
IRR,
this case,
IRR that we would end up paying, and it is in a structured manner, so we have linked the back-ended payment with the, with the expected receipt from the ISTAR.
Right. So, what is the tenure for this loan?
It's 2 years tenure.
2 years tenure. Okay. And you are obviously you will have more legal costs over the next 6 to 12 months, as you earlier said about the time period it will take to enforce this. So, how much more legal costs you think you will incur, and therefore you perhaps may have to go and take some more loan as well? Is that the right way to think about it?
Yes. That is the right way to think about it. I believe so. And if you look at the current run rate, we are looking at least, even if I, on a safer side, estimate for the next 1 year, somewhere between $4 to $5 million.
Right. Okay. And that then with respect
to... That would be the additional loan if this thing continue, unfortunately, that we might end up even taking more. Again, on purely to make payments on the legal cost, and none of these funds are being utilized for the operations of the company.
Right. And the other question is, is this a secured or unsecured loan?
It's a secured loan.
It's a secured loan. Okay. If you can just talk about a little more about the process that will go in Singapore with respect to the enforcement, that will be helpful, because you have written it in this slide, but it was not very clear why it is being split into two portions and, you know, whether they will appoint a banker to liquidate the assets. Just if you can give some more color on that side, I think it will be helpful.
Sure. Very importantly, let me see if you summarize essentially what we are requesting court or praying court, is quite simple. We are telling court that we have lost trust in Senda. So as an alternate relief, the first thing you should do or we propose to do is to transfer some of the Dystar's cash and cash reserve to Kiri. And we believe that there is enough cash, which is more than $400 million at Dystar. And out of that, at least $282 million to be transferred to Kiri, and to that extent, do a capital reduction. That's what we are requesting court. And to do this, we believe that even if court decides, and even if court gives order to Senda, we don't trust Senda that they will honor the judgment, because they have not honored any of the judgments earlier, right? So if we want to make this effective, we prayed court that also send a receiver along with the order and give a definitive timeline to receiver to execute the cash transfer from Dystar to Kiri and to execute capital reduction at Dystar level. And we have requested court that 30 days would be enough time because cash is sitting there. It shouldn't take longer than 4 weeks to collect this cash and transfer to Kiri. So that is the first option we are giving to court with sensible reason that, you know, Dystar is a running company. Dystar is a strong financial company. It is not an illiquid company. It is only because of Senda's default. Dystar, you know, would need to be utilizing its cash to justify and to fulfill the legal obligation of Senda, because Dystar, at the end of the day, 62% of it is Senda's asset, right? So that's why the first request is. Now, if the first request by any reason not ordered by the court, or if the receiver is not successful in executing the first prayer and the first request, then no choice but to wind up Senda. So we are giving Dystar a chance, right, to survive before it has been, wound up. But unfortunately, if it doesn't happen, then Dystar goes for liquidation and put a liquidator at Dystar, sell either as a going concern or in the pieces and the assets, whatever liquidator decides and whatever funds are received by liquidation, fulfill the legal obligation of Kiri, transferring to Kiri for the buyout order, for the pending legal cost, for the interest if interest is awarded, interest on the legal cost, transfer all this to Kiri, and whatever then remaining amount would go to Senda. So if Dystar is sold at a higher value or a lower value, doesn't matter. We have prayed to the court that ours is a fixed amount. If Dystar is sold at $3 billion, or a $1 billion or whatever amount, whatever is left after that, all will go to Senda, as simple as that. So essentially, this is what we are requesting and praying to court, We have also, by the way, recommended who should be the receiver and who should be the liquidator to save court's time. Correct? So we want the next order from the court, which sets the next alternate relief options and alternate relief order from the court, along with the enforcement and execution step. Because only order, we don't trust that sender would do anything. So whichever order comes, it has to come with an enforcement steps included as a part of the order. That is what we are doing right now. I hope that gives you more clarity on what we have prayed to God.
Yes, no, this is extremely helpful. Just a quick follow-up. So what has been the precedence in Singapore with respect to such situations, or this is the first case that where they are going to go for enforcement or potentially liquidation? That's one. And then in terms of liquidation, will the control of the business go in the hand of the liquidator as opposed to the current management, and the board of the director will be suspended? How will it work in the system?
Yes,
in the court system?
To answer your second question first, once a liquidator is put by DISTAR as per the liquidation regulations, as per the liquidation rules of the court, the management control would go to liquidator. Liquidator would supersede the board, and liquidator will decide what to do next for the company. As simple as that. So there would not be management control with Senda. It would be then all with liquidator. That is second answer. The precedence regarding court, Singapore court specifically in its act has both the options that we are requesting to court, right? And there are precedences, some precedences in Singapore court, some precedences in UK also. In 2020 there was a case in UK where the cash of the company, 50% cash of the company, was transferred to the sufferer in a minority operation case. So precedences are there, and particularly Singapore Act is so nicely covering both the options that we have mentioned. So there is in the Act. And there is nothing novel or nothing innovative that we are praying to court. So hopefully that helps to have the quick decision from the court at the earliest possible.
Understood. And then on the business side, you know, even in the last call you talked about that the industry is bottoming out and things will get better, but unfortunately, it hasn't played out like that. And I know initially you talked about that this has been a very long down cycle. But, you know, what are the sort of markers you are monitoring to see when the industry is either about to turn around or, you know, it is turning around? Like, is the capacity going out of the industry? You know, if you can just give some color on the state of the industry and how you see it progressing over the next 12 months in terms of, you know, the kind of competitors who are out there, etc.
Right. Two major indicators that we continue monitoring. Number one is the textile utilization capacity of the units and the textile processor who we serve our products and who we supply our products, not only in India but also outside India. So when we see that the capacity of textile processor has been continuously at a very low side, you know, they are operating less than 50% of their installed capacities. That's the first indicator which shows if there is an improvement in the demands for textile, because majority of these dyes are used in textile. And unfortunately, that's where the dependency is. Second, is the demand for dyes, intermediates and dyes-related chemicals. All group which serves chemicals to textile. And somehow, even though we have been quite hopeful, practically, we have not seen even export to be picking up, and also the domestic demand to be improving. So that's the second indicator. The moment we see our order book is building, the moment we see that the inquiries from the major buyers and for the various stock points are improving or increasing, we do not see that we will have a major turnaround. And unfortunately, we haven't seen till date. Now, we usually in the past, in a normal year, for example, used to have at least 2 months order book or 3 months order book, right? Now we are running a weekly order book. So after the current week, we do not know what we will be getting orders and shipping in the next 2 weeks, correct? So when we see our order book keep building, when we see that the inquiries are increasing, when we see that the capacity utilization at customer level is improving, these are the realistic indicators. We would not be able to say firmly that the demand will improve.
Well, that's very helpful. Just a quick follow-up, Manish, is about the competitors. Are you seeing some of the smaller or weaker players, shutting down their capacities, etc.? Any color on that, or everybody is just going after that small pie of business that's left?
It's already happening, right? In the last 1 year, I think I have seen at various levels more than 120 small manufacturers to sell their business, to exit from this business. For example, I have seen that at least 4 H acid manufacturing plants have been permanently shut down or exited from H acid business. We see the on and off, plants are, including ours, running at extremely low capacity and on and off. Some are stopped, then some are opened again stopped, again restarted. So we see this on and off also happening on a temporary basis. But as you said very rightly, some of the players who may not be able to survive would be permanently closed down. And that consolidation is happening not only in India, but also in China. As on today, as we speak, only 4 plants are operational manufacturing HSD in China. The impact is even more. At least 9 to 10 plants are already closed, some temporarily maybe, and some are closed permanently too. So we see that shrinkage and that consolidation is happening in the market.
Got it. Thank you so much for this commentary. And if I have any more questions, I'll come back in the queue. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rajesh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkat Suresh Kumar from Burman's Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, are you able, sir?
Yes, Venkat. Please go ahead.
Sir, how are you, sir?
Morning,
sir.
Thank you.
Sir, actually, you can... you remember, sir, Suresh from Burman Financial Similar?
Yes, I do.
I'm in participate last conferences also. Sir, actually, you can update the case in mostly. But one doubt, sir. Actually, chemical industry is suffering from orders, you can tell. But Dystar, what is the Dystar position, sir, in order book or business-wise? How is it worked, sir, Dystar holding?
So Dystar is also being impacted. If you look at the quarterly numbers of Dystar, which we have just announced for the same quarter, which are much lower than the earlier quarterly numbers, right? And Dystar's gross margin has gone down by at least 6%, especially EBIT running has gone down by 60%, correct? So because of the sluggish market, because of the demand being lower, Dystar's number are impacted, and similarly other companies' numbers are also impacted. But please keep in mind, And we have been disclosing this in every quarter for the last 5-6 years, that whatever Dystar's numbers are today, even though we are statutorily obligated to consolidate with Kirit's books, those numbers have nothing to do with the Dystar's performance, Dystar's value, and Dystar's status today to affect the Kiri's award from the court. So $603.8 million is only plus whatever further interest and legal costs, it's only Kiri has a right to get from Dystar. Whether Dystar makes bumper profit and bumper value, reach to a bumper value, or deterioration on the value, Kiri has nothing to do with it. Kiri is only entitled to receive this number. This number is decided based on Dystar value as on dated 3rd July 2018. Right, and that is what we are entitled to get. But we continue to monitor Dystar's value. We continue to monitor Dystar's cash. We continue to monitor the performance, because at the end of the day, you know, as our alternate prayer stipulates, depends on you know, when the Dystar is sold, and if eventually needs to be wound up. You know, the sell price, whatever would be received, you know, the priority should be to Kiri to pay the dues to Kiri, and the remaining go to Senda. So whatever fluctuation on the valuation, we believe that the Senda is the one who would be impacted at the end of the day and not Kiri, up or down.
Sir, actually, Dystar already sitting on cash, you told that. But you, liquidator hand over the company after the case. Hello?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Hello? So actually, Kiri, Dystar is going to liquidate the court, go to liquidator. After, you can, any chances is there you have can hand over the management or Dystar in... and 51% above stake, you can value, and you can hand over the Dystar. Any chances is there? You are interested to hand over the Dystar?
No, there is no chance for that. There is a zero chance for
why, sir?
And because Kiri's award from the court, Kiri's remedy to the court is buyout. And buyout is ordered against Senda, which is the majority shareholder. So it's very clear, court direction is very clear, court order is very clear, that Kiri has to receive money and Kiri has to sell its shares to Senda. So there is no other order from the court. There is no other, Kiri is a sufferer, Senda is an oppressor. So that's the only order, and that's the only resolution, that Kiri receives his funds, Kiri transfers shares to Senda, and Senda has to buy Kiri shares if court order is to be honored. And whatever is the court next order, how Kiri is to receive the funds is what the next order would be, because that is what the remedy has been awarded by the court. And remedy is not the reverse, correct? So that will have to follow the court order. So there is no such chance, zero chance for this. Of course, when the liquidator goes in, and if Dystar ends up getting wound up, then liquidator would need to manage and control the company meanwhile, and neither Senda nor Kiri would be in the management control. It would be in the hands of liquidator to do the next course of action as per the court order at that time.
Actually, after Senda is not honor the court case, but goes for liquidator to manage and Dystar. After that, Dystar sale liquidate purpose, you can, the interested buyers are there, sir, Dystar assets are Dystar private limited.
No. Kiri has no interest. Kiri has a receiver of the liquidation proceeds.
Actually, other parties are interested to Dystar buy, Dystar stake,
yeah,
even Kiri stake.
I am sure other parties would be interested to buy Dystar, to acquire Dystar. There would be enough interest of such a company, right, which is zero debt, financially strong, very good standing in the market, world's largest dye distributor. So there would be enough interest from the market to acquire Dystar. And it's not about acquiring Kiri shares. Kiri shares are to be sold to the buyer decided by the court, which is the operator, which is Senda only. But if Senda fails to fulfill its obligation, Senda's assets are Distar shares. So Senda's assets, okay, which are Distar shares in Singapore, to be sold. Along with it, you know, the buyer would also get Kiri shares, and the whole company is to be sold. That is the only remedy that we end up with, or liquidated. And in that scenario, whatever proceeds are received, Kiri is the recipient of the proceeds. And there is enough interest, I believe, outside in the market.
Actually, after the, what is the time expected, sir? This is the process you can expect at least minimum or 1 or 2 months, or can take more time, sir?
I think, as I indicated earlier, based on the legal advice, anywhere from practically 6 months to a year, depending on how eventually alternate remedy is enforced, is the time frame that we can expect.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir, for giving the opportunity. You can, coming days is a very good, I expect it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyansh, an individual investor. Mr.
Hello.
Priyansh, your line is unmuted.
Yeah.
Please answer your question.
Yeah, my question is that in the PPT submitted on 10th of July. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying that in the PPT submitted on 10th of July to the Stock Exchange, it was mentioned that that the Sheriff of Singapore has taken the possession of shares to recover the legal cost. But then on 25th of July, in the another this letter issued by your good company to the Stock Exchange, it mentioned that you have applied for this examination of Mr. Ruan and so on. So why right. There is a change of this, change of fact? Because
let me explain to you. There is, because you, very important question you have asked, and there should not be confusion here. There are two different actions taken, right, for the objective to enforce the legal cost award. So when the shares are attached under the application of REIT that Kiri filed to seize and sell their shares to the extent of legal cost, correct? So those shares are attached by court to the extent of legal cost by taking actions from the court, right? That is to attach the asset of the defaulter. Number two, the judicial examination, which is what has been now triggered, is the part of the beginning of the process that Kiri has filed, you know, which may which relates to the contempt of court, correct? So attaching asset for recover money is one action, correct? Which is not in judicial examination of the judgment debtor is a second action. Correct? Both are different action. Second action leads to the criminal offense at the end of the day, if that has been proven. And the first relates to the recovery of the legal cost. So these are the two actions taken, not at the replacement of each other, but both the actions on the applications for the same objective to recover the legal cost award.
No, that's very good. So then where do we stand on the position of the shares taken by Sheriff Office? Like, did he start selling it, or did he start to look for the buyers, or whether Kiri has formally engaged any investment banker to look for the buyer for
the shares? See, the shares are already been attached, and shares are in the process of selling them. We have requested, we have communicated that, you see, those shares are less than 1% of Distar shares, correct? And if you look at the Kiri's alternate relief application, which also includes selling of Distar shares hold by them, and also Distar shares hold by Kiri. So it makes sense to sell the shares all together as a one lot when the legal cost is to be recovered, when the valuation award also is to be recovered. Rather than a two-step process, we requested court to sell everything, all shares of Senda, to recover both, because the chances for the buyer to buy Distar as a whole are much, much brighter than buying a Distar less than 1% share. You see what I mean.
That's logical, but like then, how much
sir,
like...
Sorry to interrupt me.
It's very important, madam. Madam, it's very important. Let me continue, please. It's very important question. Madam, let me continue, please.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, sir, what I was saying that I know that like in taking together, for example, 603 plus 10, 15 million about that one, so 630 million approximately, how much like it will translate to the equivalent percentage of the holding of the company, of the Distar?
Well, if you look at 603 million, which was 40%, 38% of Kiri shares, correct? But the total value of what I remember correctly, assessed by the court and decided by the court was 1.632 billion, right? That was the value as on July 2018. So that was the value assessed by the court as $1.6 billion approximately. And then 603.8 not only includes the 38% of Kiri, but also include the amount of the oppressive acts which Senda had conducted on Kiri and the amount which court decided on several oppressive acts are part of and are including are included in 603.8 million.
Mr. Like this, suppose like 38% if you are going to sell or the court is going to sell, so it means will it also tantamount to be open offer, will it also trigger open offer for the local laws of Singapore?
See, Distar is not a listed company, right?
Okay.
So there is nothing like open offer. It's an unlisted private company. And it is the failure of Senda, it is the default of Senda, and Senda is having, you know, more than $1 billion asset, which is Distar shares. Hmm. So logically, a defaulter's asset is to be sold. Along with that, Kiri shares are also to be sold because the buyer would then buy, you know, the whole company and the liquidation has to take place because of the default of Senda. So when we pray to court to sell everything is basically to liquidate everything, you know, and the liquidation can happen as a sale of the whole company or liquidation can also happen by selling the assets in pieces depending on how the liquidator is going to decide, you know, what is the quickest and the method in the reasonable time to realize whatever value is realized. So when we talk about liquidation, it may not tantamount to selling Distar only as a going concern. It could be a part of it, but also selling the you know, the assets and the pieces and in whatever manner liquidator can liquidate the company and wind up the company, as simple as that.
Did we request the court to sell piecemeal manner also?
We requested court, if you look at the announcement, okay, liquidate the company. The word is the liquidation and winding up of Distar, correct? So liquidation process includes any means that can, you know, that can be used to wind up the company, either PCs or full or whatever, in whichever manner, however liquidator can get the realization at the earliest, that's what liquidator will decide.
So then, sir, it's very important that we, as a like vested party, like should look for the buyers now itself, because as you know that the liquidator are the government officials, their business acumen is not their start as you people have. So I think it's prudent to look for the buyers right now and getting some investor banker. No, let's say, you know, for example, you know, this like
very true
going on.
Very true. And now, you know, the market knows that this kind of actions could be there from the court. Now market knows that Distar could go for liquidation and that allows the potential buyers to already keep their eye on this happening. And to be honestly with you, we also have got few inquiries, you know, that well, you know, there is an interest. You know, there is an interest in the market. There is interest in the business, and there are interested parties already there. So we'll see. You know, how we can help and facilitate, you know, such process when the liquidator is already appointed by the court.
Sir, like you are in the like better position. So like, but like,
may I request you to rejoin the queue for your follow up, sir, as we have people waiting for their turn. Thank you. Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind participants to please limit your question to two per participant only. You may rejoin the queue for a follow-up. The next question is from the line of Arshad Koti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, Arshadji, please.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
Sir, just a couple of questions. One is... assuming when, as in when that funds will come, you will deploy that fund and whatever. But I think a couple of quarters back, or maybe a year or two back, you had said that we are also exploring other options, other opportunities. We have recruited a number of people, and we are kind of shortlisting new activities and new plans. I'm assuming that those everything is on hold, as we do not have a positive cash flow right now.
See, some of those activities are not stopped but still continuing. Okay, because you know, because we continue to look at the options, we continue to explore the opportunities. We continue to keep you know, a good staff, a good management team. Which is mainly involved in assessment and evaluating various projects, correct? We strongly believe that the funds are not uncertain. Funds are going to come. This issue would be resolved eventually. It's only a matter of time. And we should be prepared when that time comes that what options Kiri has to invest. So those activities are ongoing currently also.
How much are we spending on that is one part, and second is our current business. I mean, say, for last 2 years
right.
or 3 years or maybe more, I don't
right.
I'll have to go through again all last 10 quarters or 12 quarters. But
we are
in the losses, operational losses.
Yes, correct. So the please understand the
no change in product mix or no change of activities within. I mean, so moving away from commodities and trying, you know, with the existing infrastructure, trying to bring specialty products. And
right, I think
cash positive.
Let me tell you, you know, this quarter. Right, the quarter which we are discussing today has turned to cash positive. Okay, this quarter is EBITDA positive. Right, so there is number one, there is a change there, and the result is itself showing that, you know, we have turned positive cash on standalone as well as on consolidation basis, both. Number one. Okay, number two. There are several changes, you know, in terms of product mix, in terms of cost reduction, which has reflected the improvement in this quarter compared to earlier quarters, right? Number three, when you talk about investment on the future possibilities of projects or acquisitions or whatever Kiri would invest for this amount when it is received, correct? We are not putting money into plant, machinery, or any capex-related investment as on today, right? What we are investing and what we are continue to invest is in the people, okay? On the people, because we want to make sure that we hold on to good people, good project analysis is to be done, correct? And which is in the best interest of the company, right? So those expenses are the expenses which ranges every month somewhere in between around 15 to 20 lakhs rupees, and that continue to incur as on today. because eventually when we arrive to stage, you know, we don't want to be a blank that, well, now money is coming tomorrow morning, but we have no idea, not at all, to inform our shareholder that we have no clue what we will do with this. You don't want me to say that when, you know, after 6 months or a year, correct? So that's the reason that we continue. Remember this, we only invest into people and the management bandwidth right now, but not in the nature of putting capex or buying machinery or doing anything like that.
Okay, sir. If you could throw some light, more light on change in product mix and change in business plan on existing
infrastructure
of ours.
What we have done is we have been trying to sell lesser and lesser intermediate in the open market, right? And try to consume more within the group, which means we try to consume more at a dice plants at Kiri, also dice plant at Longshan Kiri, right? And lesser sell on outside as far as intermediates are concerned, where and the biggest negative earnings today is not at a dice level, but at an intermediate level, because those plants at a lower capacity utilization generates the nature is such that generates more losses compared to dice plants. That's number one. Number two, we have changed our patent on making certain specialty products for certain days and then putting on hold. So, for example, if we run 10 days a month, we operate 10 days a month, we produce specific products, and then we reduce costs for the next 20 days, and then next month we run 10 days again, correct? And that all relates to optimizing our steam cost, optimizing our power cost, optimizing our people cost, and switching people from one plant to other, all those things which we can do to improve efficiency and to manage our cost with an optimum level, we are doing so, correct? But please remember, when India's export of reactive dyes, which was ranging somewhere from 17,000 ton to 20,000 ton, is today in between 10 to 11,000 ton for the last 1.5 year, correct? So that drastic reduction is at all product level, not like some are impacted, some are not. And that's the reason that we have to make all these changes which I just mentioned for us to survive. And I can tell you one thing: if there is no legal cost incurring, right, we would be a beta positive. We have been a beta positive for about a year. Correct? So as far as operations are concerned, operations are managed in a way that we can survive and sustain. Correct. The biggest impact which you see and happening is the legal cost impact, right? So legal cost impact is driving the margins down, and legal cost impact is the only reason that Kiri ended up borrowing money and paying to the lawyers. Otherwise, we would not have done so.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for closing comments.
I would like to thank all of you to participate today in the conference. We would continue to update our shareholders and the market with the material changes which will come to know in the next days and weeks. I wish you all the best and see you in the next call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiri Industries Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.